THE PRINCE AND THE PAUPER by Mark Twain. Hugh Latimer, Bishop of Worcester, to Lord Cromwell on the birth of the Prince of Wales, afterward Edward the Sixth. From the National Manuscripts preserved by the British Government. Right Honorable, Salutem in Christo Jesu, and Sir, here is no less younger and rejoicing in these parties for the birth of our Prince, whom we hungered for so long, than there was, I trow, inter vicinos at the birth of S.I. Baptista, as these bearer master events can tell you. God give us all a grace to yield a due thanks to our Lord God, God of England, for verily he hath showed himself God of England, or rather an English God. If we consider and ponder well all his proceedings with us from time to time, he hath overcome all our illness with his exceeding goodness, so that we are now more than compelled to serve him, seek his glory, promote his word, if the devil of all devils be not in us. We have now the stoop of vain trusts, and the stay of vain expectations. Let us all pray for his preservation, and I for my part will wish that his grace always have, and even now from the beginning, governors, instructors, and officers of right judgment, ne optimum ingenium non optima educatione depravitur. But what a great fowl am I, so what devotion show many times but little discretion. And thus the God of England be ever with you in all your proceedings. The 19 of October, yours, H.L.B. of Worcester, now at Hattlebury. If you would excite this bearer to be more hearty in the abuse of imagery, or more forward to promote the verity, ye might do good. Not that it came of me, but of yourself, etc. Addressed to the Right Honorable Lord P. Seal, his singular good Lord. Dedication to those good-mannered and agreeable children, Susie and Clara Clemens, this book is affectionately inscribed by their father. The quality of mercy is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throned monarch better than his crown.